We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I just want to start with saying it happened again. I don't know if you noticed last week, on a day when the news should have been focused on a big story like, okay, say a significant White House brokered an economic peace deal involving Israel, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Kosovo, Serbia, on the day that a report was released indicating that a $3.5 million deposit went into the checking account of a presidential candidate's relative by a Russian asset. A reporter stole the spotlight on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday with a conveniently timed question about possible U.S. election turmoil. And it was during a press conference about vehicle production and things like that. Go figure. Anyway, well, President Trump, who has made himself available to the press more than any other chief executive, gave the media the headline that it so much desired and craved.
Get rid of the ballots and you'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation. The ballots are out of control. You know it. And you know who knows it better than anybody else? The Democrats know it better than anybody else.
Now, President Trump on Wednesday evening, he's questioned the legitimacy of the upcoming November 3rd general election. This stems from the process of unsolicited universal ballots sent by various states to every registered voter, unlike Pennsylvania, where a registered voter must request that ballot. If states are flooding the markets with ballots, it'll be a legal, illogical mess that will be fought and untangled in the courts for months. Chaos was cued on his comments, with CNN running the headline, many other organizations as well, including CBS, which we are partnered with. President Trump refuses to commit to a peaceful transition of power. That was the headline. Oh, well. In New Jersey alone, nearly 41,000 mail-in ballots were rejected following July's primary. That is 2.8% of the vote, folks. Multiply that times 51 if you toss in District of Columbia, and that's the mess you're going to have in November. Pretty amazing. Democrats are rallying and angling for the fight as well. And 2016 presidential runner-up offered advice to this year's Democratic contender.
Oh, we've got to have a massive legal operation, and I know the Biden campaign is working on that. You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch.
Wow, if you can stay neutral, this is going to be fun, isn't it? That's Hillary Clinton in August while appearing on Showtime's The Circus. Nine states and D.C. automatically mass mail ballots to registered voters. Pennsylvania voters must request them. You know that. An investigation is underway, though, in the Commonwealth after nine uniformed military overseas voter ballots were found in a trash bin. Oops. Seven of them were marked for Donald Trump. The other two were still in the wrapper or put back into their secrecy ballot. So only nine ballots, some people say. It's just nine ballots. Not a big deal. But is it indicative of a larger systemic problem? And how could a small amount of discarded votes affect down-ballot races? We were talking about that secrecy ballot. Some members of city council here in the city of Pittsburgh stripped naked and took pictures of themselves saying, you got to put your secrecy on. Make sure your ballot is in your secrecy envelope. Very interesting. Oregon has been all mail-in since 2000, if you're wondering. It claims that only 1/100,000th of 1% of ballots are fraudulent since they began. The Electronic Registration Information Center claims only 372 ballots of double or deceased voting in the last two general elections. So everyone else in the United States is completely honest, so why are we ramping up for the chaos that might ensue, huh? Now, as far as people getting upset over the transition of power, don't get sucked into the drama. Try and stay neutral on this, no matter who you're supporting. The current term ends January 20th, 2021, at noon. If a majority of states align with Republican ideals, plans, and promises, and visions, then there will be a continuation of power and the Trump era as the president It said so in that clip I played. If the majority of states align with Democratic ideals, plans, promises, and visions, then we will experience a transition of power in the dawn of the Biden-Harris era. If the process degenerates into a drawn-out contested court fight, as many politicos, as you heard, were angling for, well, then we begin the Banana Republic era. This drama could simply be avoided by casting your ballot the old-fashioned way, in person, at a polling station. However, that would require us to safely follow COVID-19 guidance and find enough people to actually work in the precincts. That's the main problem. They tell you it's about COVID-19, but let's face it, folks, nobody's really volunteering to do that. I did it for 4 elections. Not many people volunteering their time to work at a... It's a long day. I mean, you have to be there like 4 a.m. You don't get out until 9 p.m. No breaks. I mean, you're working. You get paid like $40. Not the best economic decision I ever made in my life, but it's one of the bad ones. But I enjoyed the civic duty of it all. I really did. Elections have consequences, though, and deadlines, receipts of PA mail-in ballots postmarked by November 3rd, have been pushed to November 6th, as you've heard. This eats 3 precious days off that transition and allows for a potentially drawn-out process in a key swing state. Let's not even get into the issues of mismatched signatures or the Green Party getting thrown off your ballot. We'll talk about that later on in the show. According to the National Constitution Center, state electors must meet on December 14th in order to give their representational votes. All right, so let's break down a calendar. That's December 14th. On December 23rd this year, the states have to present their tallies to the U.S. Congress by noon on December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. At a joint session of Congress, they're going to count those tallies on Orthodox Christmas Eve, January 6th, 2021. At 1 p.m., they'll do that. Okay? So December 14th, December 23rd, January 6th. Those are the important days. If the presidential or vice presidential candidates do not receive a majority of the electoral votes, remember, this is a representational republic, then the U.S. House of Representatives, currently led by the Democrats, would select the next president. U.S. Senate, currently led by Republicans, would select the next vice president. So elections have consequences. We're talking about the Supreme Court. Well, should the president nominate somebody now, and should it be confirmed? Well, the president is in office till January 20th. The Senate is controlled by the party that represents him, or that he represents. So yeah, they can put out their nomination if they think they can pass it. They control the Senate. Well, likewise, with the election, Democrats control the House of Representatives. They would select the next president if, I said, any president or candidate does not receive the majority of electoral votes. So, will the current rental agreement on the White House be renewed, expire, or updated for another lessee? Well, if there is a court fight to delay election results, causing a failure to qualify or vacancy of office, which it looks as though the establishment is planning for, then, according to the current U.S. code and secession law, Speaker of the House would be sworn in as President of the United States, the Speaker of the House. All of this plotting, planning, and protesting of the peaceful political process of the federal power in the United States officially, in my opinion, began November 9th, 2016. I'm Kevin Battle. This is News Radio 1020 KDKA.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.